Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Welcome back to Forum. I'm Mina Kim. About a week ago, Forum received an email from seventh grader Camille Chu. When she was a toddler, her father died of cancer related to hepatitis B, which strikes hard at Asian Pacific Islander and Black American communities. Camille suggested we cover a new law signed earlier this month by Governor Newsom that makes California the first state in the nation to require hospitals and health facilities to offer screenings for hepatitis B and C. And Camille Chu joins me now. Welcome to Forum.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Really glad to have you. And I know that you and your family have been part of this movement to get Assembly Bill 789, which requires healthcare settings to offer Hep B and C tests, that you've been working hard to get this passed. What was your reaction when you learned it was signed into law? Camille?
I was very happy. And with my past experiences lobbying for this bill, I was just so happy that I could be a part of this and advocate for this bill. And working with the Asian Liver Center and Dr. So after my father died, and sharing my personal story was very meaningful to me.
Yeah, I can imagine it was. And you mentioned your dad, Dan Chu. He died in 2013 when you were 3 years old, and I understand he was 40 years old. Can you tell us what happened to him?
Yeah, my father died of liver cancer due to HPV when I was 3 and he was 40. For most of his life, he did not know that he had HPV because he had no symptoms. And it wasn't until he was 37 years old, he started to have severe stomach pain, and he went to 8 different doctors in the Bay Area, but not one of them thought to test him for HPV. And these included primary care doctors and GI doctors. And because he was so young and healthy looking, some told him that his stomach pain was due to an ulcer or stress. And even when he found out that he had some form of cancer, even the oncologists and surgeons did not get him tested for HPV. Mm. And so this is why AB 789 is a life-saving law. And if this law had been in place, my father would have been diagnosed earlier and treated earlier, and this definitely would have changed his life. And I want to say that although HPV can be a deadly disease, it does not have to be if it's caught in time. And that's why this new law is so important.
So you believe that it really would have changed the fate of your dad, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Well, I want to bring Dr. Samuel So into the conversation, professor of surgery and executive director of the Asian Liver Center at Stanford University School of Medicine, who Camille Chu was talking about. Dr. So, really glad to have you on.
Hi, Mina. It's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a while. And one of the things that we know is that hepatitis B and C, they have a relatively low-cost test and effective treatments out there, but many people still die of chronic infection. Why is that, Dr. So, and how many people are we talking about on an annual basis?
Actually, you know, first of all, I'd like to thank you for bringing, let the listeners know about this new law, which potentially could save tens of thousands of lives and also save California potentially, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars for, you know, treatment with liver transplant and liver cancer treatments. Because most of these, deaths and complications from hepatitis B and C could be prevented. In California, we estimate there are about 600,000 people living with chronic hepatitis B or C. And according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, They estimate only about one-third of those living with hepatitis B are aware of their infection. And even for those who are diagnosed with chronic hepatitis B, only one-third are connected to treatment. And for hepatitis C, the CDC also estimate that only 60% of them know they have hepatitis C, and only 45% of them are connected to treatment. And so, and also this is a major sort of a health inequity and disparity affecting people of color living in California. Asians are 8 times and Black are 2.5 times more likely to die from hepatitis B. And Black Americans are 2.5 times and American Indians are like 2.5 times and Latino Americans are 1.5 times more likely to die from hepatitis C than non-Latino white Americans.
And you mentioned that the symptoms, there are really no symptoms. And then when you do start to have them, it sounds like it is pretty much too late.
Yeah, that's the case. I think, you know, I'm not Camille's father's doctor, but, you know, usually by the time you have abdominal pain from liver cancer is usually very advanced disease. So most people, you know, in the country living with hepatitis B and C have no symptoms. And that's why in the past the doctors don't screen them. But this law will require all clinics and, you know, doctor's offices which care for adults, they are required to offer a one-time hepatitis B and C screening tests. And the other component of this law is to address the other gap that, you know, people diagnosed were not connected to treatment. So the other portion of this law will require doctors to refer those or treat those who tested positive with antiviral treatment and monitoring according to the national practice guidelines.
Well, listeners, if you or someone you know lives with chronic hepatitis B or you have questions about it, give us a call, 866-733-6786. Again, 866-733-6786. You can also ask us your questions about the passage of this law. You can email us forum@kqed.org or get in touch on Twitter or Facebook at KQED Forum. And I understand on the line now we have Eileen Casanave, president of the California Association of Black Lawyers. Eileen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Go right ahead.
Well, you know, part of the California Association of Black Lawyers, we're 6,000 attorneys and judges and legal professionals. And our goal is to ensure that racial inequities are confronted by, and we're driving transformative change through the support of legislation that impacts African Americans in California. This was brought to us by Assemblyman Gibson. And our thought is that, you know, if we can do anything to save the life of an individual, and especially those that are often, you know, whether the treatment is disparate or whether the result of treatment is disparate, meaning that the testing versus the actual care associated with that testing impacts African Americans disproportionately, we want to address that. So this this bill, AB 789, was one of the measures that we looked at with respect to addressing racial inequity in healthcare. And like we said, you know, 3 times higher in the Black community that there's a Hep C instance. And we don't even know what that means with respect to whether or not those individuals actually were notified, were tested, received the care that they deserved, and whether or not it impacted them, impacted their life.
Do you have a sense as to why the prevalence is so much higher among Black Americans, in addition to the fact that clearly what this law is trying to address is that they are not offered access to the testing? Are there other factors you think at play?
Absolutely. I think, you know, there has been investigation upon investigation about the inability of African Americans, neonatal care, other situations where there's just a desperate treatment where you go in and, you know, oftentimes the symptoms are masked maybe by diabetes, by some other medical ailment that the person is suffering. And then also, again, this is one that, you know, the community may not be aware that it's as prevalent in the African-American lineage as it is. And so, you know, we can look at historical inequities as a reason. We can look at, you know, lack of knowledge about Hep C and Hep B. But at least in this instance, we'll now be able to say, you know, instead of the patient determining that they're getting the best help, the medical professionals will be required to look at this. So it's great when we can look at a situation and say, just by virtue of the fact that the numbers are higher in our area, we need additional legislation to correct this inadequacy.
Yes. And Camille Chu, when you're hearing Eileen talk about this, and in fact, we now do have this legislation, what would you like to share about your experience of getting involved in this and what you learned about what it takes to make a law in California? Were you listening in on the meetings and things like that, Camille?
Yeah, so my brothers and I all really enjoy and appreciate all these speaking events, and we were able to lobby in Sacramento earlier, and we hope that by sharing our personal story that this will motivate people to get tested for HPV. And so this was a really amazing experience for me to see AB789 make its way through the state assembly and Senate unanimously, and then get signed into law by Newsom.
Yeah, so you zoomed into a lot of different hearings. Has this made you think about the kind of work that you would like to do as a job in the future?
Yes, I'm definitely interested.
Camille Chu is a seventh grader from Palo Alto, California, and an advocate for AB 789, which was signed into law earlier this month by Governor Gavin Newsom. We're also joined by Eileen Cassane, president of the California Association of Black Lawyers and a supporter of AB 789 as well. And Samuel So is with us, a professor of surgery and executive director of the Asian Liver Center at Stanford University School of Medicine. And you are listening to Forum. I'm Mina Kim. Dr. So, can you tell us, what is the treatment for hepatitis B? How do you treat chronic hep B? Dr. So, are you there?
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
No worries.
Not everybody with hepatitis B needs treatment, but if they have any evidence of liver inflammation, or if they already develop scarring of the liver with cirrhosis, the treatment is very simple. It's just a pill a day. And now the treatment cost is as low as like $1 a day for a pill, you know. So it's very simple to treat, but the treatment, like HIV treatment, is likely lifelong. But hepatitis C treatment is very exciting because now we have drugs which can cure hepatitis C. So all it takes is a pill a day for 2 to 3 months, and it would cure over 95% of people with hepatitis C. And that means that they would not develop liver cancer, they wouldn't develop liver failure, needing a liver transplant.
Can you actually talk about the differences in symptoms for hepatitis C so that people can be aware that they may need to go in for treatment and management?
So once again, most people with hepatitis B and C don't know they are infected because they have
C is also very asymptomatic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So most of them don't know. And that's why we need this law to make it make doctors put it into standard of care to provide adults with a one-time screening test. When if you do get symptoms, then that is usually caused by active hepatitis with liver inflammation, and that could result in jaundice, you know, like yellow discoloration of your eyes and skin, loss of appetite, and in severe cases, you can get abdominal pain or fatigue. And if you develop liver cancer, even people who develop liver cancer, most of them don't have symptoms early on. And that's why we always call viral hepatitis and liver cancer a silent killer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to get a one-time test. You know, the current national sort of recommendation is any adult should get a one-time test for hepatitis C. And for hepatitis B, it's currently still a little clumsy in the recommendation, is anyone pretty much born, not US born, or have non-US born parents, and if they did not get vaccinated when they were infants. But these tests are now all covered by anyone who have Medicare, Medi-Cal, or any health insurance with no out-of-pocket charge. So this law basically, you know, is trying to incentivize the clinics to put routine screening into the electronic medical records. So it's a no-brainer for primary care doctors, right? So when you see that your primary care doctor on the computer screen, they would have this, you know, prompt that, oh, this person don't have a record of a hepatitis B or C test. So you should offer the screening.
Well, let me go to caller Barty in Pinole. Hi, Barty.
Hi. I'm just curious what your guests feel about potentially other states adopting this. I mean, California is always trailblazing so many things. And yeah, I mean, obviously this needs to extend beyond California. And I just wonder what they already know, or perhaps even just feel that how that might, you know, create a domino effect as it should.
Dr. So, do you know if there are efforts to get this passed in other states? Are you involved?
Yeah. So basically, we learned about this strategy from New York State, because New York State in 2014, the governor signed into law a hepatitis C screening test law. So, but none of the states have a law which require doctors to offer a hepatitis B and C screening test. So it would make California the first state to do so. And we hope it will sort of incentivize other states to do that, because the national sort of strategy is by 2030, 90% of people living with hepatitis B and C should know about their infection status, and 80% who needs to be on treatment should be on treatment. So this is the national and global target for 2030.
And give us a quick resource for people who want to know more about hepatitis B and C, how it's contracted and so on. Dr. So, we just have 10 seconds.
Okay, so you can always go to our website, liver.stanford.edu, or go to the CDC website, which has a lot of information about hepatitis B and C.
Dr. Samuel So, Professor of Surgery and Executive Director of the Asian Liver Center at Stanford, Eileen Casanave, President of the California Association of Black Lawyers, and Camille Chu, a seventh grader from Palo Alto, California. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to listeners for listening. This is Forum.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.